CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage, with business on all the major continents. And we started in Europe because there are two big elections coming up to tell us which way Europe is going when it responds to the apparent trend towards right of center, sometimes called far right parties, and their fiscal restraint and their nationalism, and something not dissimilar to what is going on in the United States, although comparing and contrasting is impossible. But Chris has recent knowledge. He's traveled the continent and Britain and measures his business on the basis of the business environment. Chris, a very good evening to you. I begin in continental Europe because you were recently in the important Germany and other countries, and the ECB has moved momentarily to cut interest rates and is now on hesitation. Germany is always the question here. Is it reviving or is it responding to the nationalism vote that we saw in the EU? What is the general expectation of Germany over the next year? Is the manufacturing reviving itself? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Manufacturing is still stuck in Germany because the fundamental ingredient being low-cost Russian power and energy is still offline. So Germany continues to see an increased number of bankruptcies approaching the highest in recent memory post-unification within the business sector. So the economy is still weak. Until Ukraine and Russia are solved, it's unlikely Germany will be able to pull out of that recessionary trend, and it's likely to get worse the longer it goes on.
The nationalism vote, sometimes called Alternative for Deutschland, wants to turn away from Ukraine war, wants to turn away from NATO, wants to turn away even from the EU, if it suits it, and take care of Germany. In other words, make Germany great again. Did that resonate in your conversations with the general business environment in Germany?
So, John, the German business environment, German populace are very tolerant, forgiving people, but I think they're generally being pushed by the EU now, where migrant crime, migrant violence, other challenges, the Germans seem to be approaching this point of fatigue and pushing back. And I think you see that with AfD in the polls, that the Germans aren't going to take much more of it before kicking back. And the greater question is whether the EU as a whole will be able to stick together. You now have a Brexit-like movement in the Netherlands, and even initial discussions of that in Germany as well. So you could have the fracturing of Europe.
Yes, and the French vote also describes a right-of-center party, National Rally, that is looking to pick up domination in the legislature, not the presidency. That is in several years' time. However, we go immediately to the United Kingdom, which has a vote on July 4th, a striking date for Rishi Sunak to choose. And there is a polling indication in the Financial Times in these last hours showing Labour so far ahead, it doesn't look like much of a contest. But then again, this is first past the post. And so it's very difficult to measure how different constituencies will come out, given that there are minor parties here, Nigel Farage's Reform, the Lib Dems, and the Green Party. The business environment in UK, reading the Financial Times, which is my best guide on this, it looks to be hobbled by taxes or regulation or indifference by the Tories for 13 years. Is there growth potential with the Labour vote, Chris? Your measure.
Yeah, John, the UK economy is relatively strong. It's doing relatively well. However, there's certainly a level of fatigue and frustration among the normal folks within the UK as to the high taxes, as to the challenges within NHS and infrastructure. So watch for the dark horse like Mr. Farage to pick up more and more support and maybe start to reinvigorate a rightward push not seen since Mrs. Thatcher. But there's definitely fatigue amongst the average citizen.
Yeah, Nigel Farage is Brexit. He was one of the strong voices for Brexit in 15. And remained attached to it. He showed up right after Mr. Trump's successes in 16 and is now back leading the Reform Party. He's an extremely good politician. He's very good on air. He does not represent one side or another. He represents Nigel Farage. I think we're familiar with that item, and it works very well in the UK as it does here. Now, coming home to America, we're told the Fed is watching. I've been given the metaphor of two or three economies that the Fed is watching. The one with money, with investment, with some authority to move, the work from home crowd, doing very well. The market is up X number of percentages. AI is leading the pack. And then we have the other economy, the paycheck to paycheck or harder. But let's stay with those who must choose between filling the truck, the F-150, and buying all the groceries you need for the family. That economy is struggling. At least I've been told that. Do you see it in Pennsylvania and Ohio, the struggling of the paycheck economy?
Absolutely, John. I'd almost bifurcate the economy to talk about the government economy versus the commercial economy. If you take out government spending, if you take out government hiring, there's absolutely no question that the last 2 years we've been in a relatively substantial recession. Taking those government numbers out of the mix, you see that clearly, but the spin continues to be on the ball relative to the public numbers. In that public number, yes, that middle range of consumers is struggling. The question is where that range ends. It used to be $100,000 a year. Now it's $150,000 or $180,000 of people that are having trouble. Interest rates smash all people in those environments that are just unpredictable and expanded costs. So until those rates come back down, you'll continue to have trouble.
This is why it's so difficult to know what to make of the fact that a majority of managers, this is Bloomberg reporting, money managers believe there will be no recession in the next 18 months. It might already be here, but you can't see it because that's not where you live or that's not where you work. Those are not the people you talk to. And if the next 18 months, if we're in a recession now, maybe it'll come out of the Federal Reserve move. So I'm very careful about generalizing about that word recession. As I've been warned not to use it, I'm okay with that. We're not going to China. We're going to stay in America because there are bright spots here. Chris sent me an item, a write-up of a success of trucking into Ohio, a machine that weighs 916,000 pounds, a superload across Ohio. What is that machine, Chris, and what does it mean that it's in Ohio?
John, that's a machine that's going to be used by Intel in the new fab complex they're building just outside of Columbus, Ohio. That particular machine is a cool room machine designed to control temperatures to ultra low levels of temp to be able to make some of the processes work optimally for making the most advanced microchips in the world. But you're seeing this continued expansion now of the Silicon Heartland of more and more investment in and around the fab and the growth of domestic chip production to be able to lower dependence on Taiwan.
This is the microchip AI Silicon Valley social media revolution or change of direction. And it's a wonderful story. However, recently I was looking at the covers of Galaxy and Astounding Fiction magazine from the 1950s and 1960s, where each month, these are some of the great science fiction writers that I read as a child. Frederick Paul, Theodore Sturgeon, famous names, if you read short stories in the 60s and 70s. And the presentation was a future of robots and people on the street begging, you know, in spacesuits, begging with a helmet out for pennies that the robot stopped by after his or her duty of shopping for the owner and gave a few pennies to the poor. Is that the economy we're moving to, Chris, and totally dominated by not robotics, but what is it called? Artificial general intelligence. Is that a real thing, or are we looking at a very good story?
So, John, I would say it's a little of both. There are absolutely huge strides that can be made in many sectors through artificial intelligence and AGI. Will it be Blade Runner or the Jetsons anytime soon, probably not. But the application of the technology could certainly disrupt the economy in many ways in which intelligence, artificial intelligence, could overtake human use cases. That being said, it's yet another part of the industrial or technology revolution that's happening, and that generally could be beneficial for the economy, but there will be displacements in the workforce.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with some of those robotics from Galaxy magazine in 1953. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Back.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.